And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. At the Hilliard University Art Museum, a collection of photographs by artist and musician Dickie Landry is on display through the spring. It's called Dickie Landry's New York, 1969 to 1979. For more information, you can stop by their website or sign up for their Facebook page and learn about their hours and other events taking place at the Hilliard University Art Museum. A special fundraiser for Earthshare Gardens is being held on February 23rd, sponsored by Crew de Terre. It will feature music by Kelly Jones Savoy and Joelle Savoy, and there will be three guest chefs who will be cooking. All proceeds will go to Earthshare Gardens. For ticket information, you can go to the Eventbrite site, which is Eventbrite Crew de Terre, or you can call Tyler Thigpen at 591-6110. There is still a handful of tickets left for this Pig and Plow special benefit for Earthshare Gardens. UL Lafayette AmeriCorps is gearing up for their 7th annual Cinderella Project. They are collecting prom dresses, shoes, and accessories that help girls who otherwise couldn't afford all of those items for their prom. You can donate new or gently used dresses, shoes, and accessories at the UL Lafayette AmeriCorps office, or you can drop them at the Louisiana State Police Troop I for the entire month of February. You can contact UL AmeriCorps to find out more about drop-off places or stop by the website, which is CinderellaProjectLA.org. And there's a special reading tomorrow afternoon in the Gaines Center on the UL campus. Ruth Behar, who is a writer and a MacArthur Fellow, will be reading from her new book called Traveling Heavy, A Memoir in Between Journeys. She's published dozens of books and articles and poems and essays, and she will be on our campus and will read tomorrow for the public at 3 o'clock in the Gaines Center. It's free and open to everyone. This evening, there will be a concert in Angel Hall. UL Lafayette faculty members Mike Blaney, Yuling Huang Davy, Chung Kyat Lim, and William Plummer will be giving a chamber music recital, 7:30 in Angel Hall Choral Room, which is 153. The program will include music of Frank Dvorak and Zemanowski. It's free and open to everyone. And opening tomorrow evening at Theater 810, a special program written by Sarah Gauthier and Allison Baron Brandon, accompanied musically by Adam Truard, called The Bumpy Road, A Journey Through Pregnancy. It's a musical comedy review, kind of a cabaret-style musical review. It will run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7:30 and on Sunday at 2 at Theater 810, February 13th through the 16th. For more information, you can call Theater 810. The Teen Acadia Players present Ladies Sigh No More by Thomas Hishak. It will open tomorrow evening and run through the weekend at the Acadia Center for Arts and Culture in Crowley. And continuing at Cité des Arts, Visiting Mr. Green by Jeff Barron, Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30, directed by Bruce Cohn. It is a co-production of Grigory Productions and the Tea Sippers Theater Group and stars Vincent Barra and Andrew Lee Vincent. Tickets for the Friday or Saturday performances are available through citedesart.org or by calling their office. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra presents a heartstrings concert for Valentine's Day at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Some tickets are still available. You can either purchase tickets just for the concert, or you can purchase tickets for having dinner as well there. For more information, contact the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, call them, or go to their website. Open auditions are being held Friday and Saturday for the Tea Sipper Theater Company's Into the Woods, a musical by Stephen Sondheim. Those will be open auditions Friday and Saturday from 1 to 6 p.m. at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. An evening of love poetry will be held in New Iberia on Friday for Valentine's Day at the A&E Gallery. Featured poets will be Bonnie McDonald and Claire Martin. It starts at 6, and after the scheduled readers, there will be an open mic session. Registration is now open for the Bayou Beaux Art and Dance Summer Arts Program in Franklin. These classes are made possible by a community partnership grant and other grant support. But you can register now for those classes by contacting Arlana Shields at the City of Franklin. This Sunday, Cajun Mardi Gras comes to Vermilionville with their Courier de Mardi Gras. There will be a run. There will be lots of music, and children's capuchon making workshops will take place throughout the day. There will be food and crafts and lots of other events. That's this Sunday, February 16th, from 10 a.m. through the afternoon. For more information, you can go to their website, vermilionville.org, or stop by their Facebook page. And this Sunday also continues the film series that features documentaries on Louisiana, both by filmmakers outside of Louisiana and internal to Louisiana. The film series is sponsored by the Friends of the Humanities and the College of Liberal Arts here at UL Lafayette. Dr. Barry Ancelet is the curator of the films. The film being shown this Sunday is Spend It All, a documentary that was filmed in 1971. It's free and open to everyone. The film is being shown in Oliver Hall on the UL campus, 3 o'clock. Parking is right next to Oliver Hall, and that's free and easy as well. There will be discussion before and after the film. It is the second of a 5-part series led by Dr. Ancelet. And again, all are invited. You can find out more by going to the College of Liberal Arts Facebook page. There are several exhibits on display in Dupré Library on the UL campus having to do with Mardi Gras, whether it is the rural Mardi Gras or the Mardi Gras Indians of New Orleans. They are in cases up and down the main hallway in Dupré Library. All are invited to view the exhibits. Cajun Code Fest 3.0 will take place in April at the Cecil J. Picard Center for Child Development in Lafayette. You can register now as a team. The maximum number of members per team is 6. Everyone from undergraduate students to professional software developers are invited to create a team. And it's a healthcare coding competition, and this year's solutions are encouraged to age in place, to maintain quality of life as patients grow older. For more information, you can contact Cajun Code Fest through their website, cajuncodefest.org, or info@CajunCodeFest.org. The Pat Metheny Unity Group will be performing in Lafayette February 18th as a part of the PASA main stage performances, and that will be at the Hyman Center. You can contact them. You can get tickets through the Acadiana Center for the Arts, either by calling the box office or by going to their website. On Wednesday, February 19th, readers Claire Martin and Diane Moore will be downtown Lafayette at Carpe Diem. Please stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.